Good morning, lovely listeners, and welcome to Zero Waste Imperfectly, the show that talks about all things zero waste with kids. I'm your host, Sheila, and I am the owner of Life Essentials Refillery, which are two sustainable grocery stores, one in Tampa and one in Wesley Chapel, Florida. Today, I want to talk to you about fast fashion. So if you have kids, so I have three daughters, and TikTok, it's such an inspiration for them. They go online and they see that what's trending and they just have to have it. They go to school and everyone's rocking these same brands and they just have to have it. So right now, trending in our area is everyone has to have a Stanley cup. You have to have a Kendra Scott necklace. You have to wear Lululemon pants. You have to wear a specific type of Nikes. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And then you look up these companies and you check out their sustainability practices and you say, okay, yeah, they're doing some stuff. But then you look at the pair of Nikes my daughter has and they're starting to peel. The lettering's starting to peel off. And so I understand that they are working towards making their products last longer. Sorry, that's the puppy who's trying to play with a squeaky toy in the background. But then you see that a child wears these shoes, and they are definitely not going to last for more than a month or two, which is terrible because that is definitely fast fashion. And fast fashion is something that is made quickly, less expensively, and it's meant to be for a very short lifespan. And that's exactly what's happening. And that definitely is apparent when you go online with the products that the kids have the apps for in China, where you buy a shirt for $2 or 50 cents and a pair of shoes for $3. And you see this happening all over. And it's really hard to persuade your children to look at alternatives to fast fashion because they want to be with what's trending. And so there's an alternative called slow fashion, which adults are probably more likely to adapt than children that are trying to be cool with everyone in middle and high school. But it's where you keep things for a longer time. So you maybe start with a capsule wardrobe and you buy pieces that you know that are maybe more expensive. They're made sustainably and ethically and sourced from the right places. And you use these pieces for years and you buy coordinating pieces based on what you already own versus saying, oh, wait a minute, hot pink is trending this week. I need hot pink. And then the following week, hot pink is out. And so now I wore the lime green. So that is the opposite of fast fashion. There's slow fashion. And it's really hard, too, to shop for clothes that are sustainably made. You can, when I went to Target a few months back and I was looking for the sustainably made and fair trade and all that good stuff, they only had it for adults and not for children. And then when I went online and I was looking for cotton shirts for our children that were made in a way that would be appropriate, they were so expensive that it wasn't feasible to buy a shirt for a child that's, you know, is going to be stained within one or two washes. So it's kind of tough. How do you decide what to do? Do you embrace fast fashion because your children are going to ruin their clothes and you know it's expensive to buy new stuff, so you go with the cheaper stuff? Or do you go slow fashion and you invest and hope that you can maybe manage the stains and the tears and the rips and pass it on to your next child, assuming that child is on board with wearing the same thing also? I would love to hear from you. If you are a parent of multiple children and you have to face this challenge on a regular basis, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on all platforms at Life Essentials Refillery. Well, thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.